How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzz with you today. A little more with Phil Sang of USMEF right after this.
At P&K Equipment, get savings during our Green Fever sales event. Don't miss your chance to get $800 off John Deere 2012 heavy-duty Gator SUVs, including the 625i, 825i, and 855D. With four-wheel drive, 1,500-pound towing capacity, and speeds up to 44 miles per hour, you can take on the trails and take advantage of this incredible deal. Find the location at pkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 2/28/13. See P&K Equipment for details.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. The one-year extension of 2008 farm law that was approved by Congress on New Year's Day does include monies for this fiscal year for the FMD and MAP programs. However, after that, all bets are off, and that does concern Phil Sang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. They depend on those monies to help promote U.S. beef and pork overseas.
Yeah, I mean, when we take a look at what the farm bill and what the trade title, especially where MAP and FMD have been involved, and the amount of money that's gone to agriculture, when you look at all the cooperators, like 80 different cooperators, whether it's from soybeans to wine to meat to cheese to whatever, it's very, very important. From the meat industry standpoint, we've always received about 10% of those funds, which is a large sum, actually. Not enough, but it's a large sum. And this has been coupled with checkoff dollars. This has really been instrumental in how we've been successful in a lot of these markets. When you take a look at Korea, when you see, for example, you know, 6-7 years ago, there's less than it was single digits as far as acceptance of our product. And today, it's over 50% of their consumers are. This is where these dollars and all that work over the years has really made a difference. We did a two trust campaign in Korea, the same type of thing in Japan. So these dollars are the bedrock of what we do. And it's not just for MEF. It's not just for the soybean group or the corn or whatever. But also these dollars impact the attaché service that's overseas with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And all of you have traveled internationally. You've all had briefings from the people in the embassy. So these people are affected by this as well. So the whole fabric of our whole international infrastructure is being affected by this. The more we can amplify our ability to sell and export more agricultural products, the better it is for the producer in the United States, the processor in the United States. And to me, it's in the national interest, period.
And at this point on those monies, obviously we're kicking the can 1 year at a time right now. How does that make it a lot more difficult for you to plan?
Well, it does make it more difficult for us to plan. It also is, I think, unnerving to people overseas that we work with, you know, because we've come so far in such a short time. But I do think that one of our jobs here in the United States is to ensure that every representative in Congress knows about this and knows what this interest is and what it means to America. To me, that's our obligation to some degree. When we talk about sustainability and everything that has to do with agriculture, this is critical. So we would like to see even more efforts being made. So people who represent us, and we know the people in Washington who actually come from the rural areas is getting very, very, very small. So we need to do more, whether it's in the supermarket, where today what I call the supermarket is basically the farm for most people in the urban community. They go to the supermarket, that's their farm. We need to do even more there to talk about the value of agriculture and all these types of things.
CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Phil Sang. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't miss the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 14th Annual Bull Sale coming up Saturday, February 23rd at the Ranch Waucomas, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12:30 p.m. and will feature 95 home-raised service-age Angus and Hereford bulls, AI sired, including many ET full and half-brothers from their top donor dams. Give them a call today, 580-758-1464, or go online to pollardfarms.com. February 23rd, the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 14th Annual Bull Sale, Waucomas, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.